station.
All right. What are we doing? Where are we at here? Oh, yeah. How could I forget? It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am, in fact, the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am sitting in my car. Where am I? What am I doing? Let's grab the keys and let's get out of here because, yeah, we are at Heron Haven today. On a very lovely, what is this, Tuesday, oh, it's just barely afternoon. It just became noon recently, minutes ago. And I am here at Heron Haven. It's a moderate day. It's about 60 degrees. What is that, like 15, 16, 17 degrees Celsius? There's a little bit of wind, a little bit breezy. But I'm hoping that once we're in the forest, the wind will be less prominent. So, what are we doing out here on this almost last day of October? Well, we're looking for dudes. That's what we do here at Heron Haven. We look for dudes. So, let's go look for dudes. Walking around the dragonfly pond here. I'm looking down into the pond looking for frogs and stuff, but I do not immediately see any. Okay, that's fine. We'll just walk into the forest then and see what interesting things we can find in the forest today. Whew. This ought to be good. This is a fun way to start the day. Looking for dudes. I've only been up for half an hour. I win. Got up at 11:30. Immediately checked the TV schedule because, being as it's Tuesday, it is Champions League day. And yes, I do have Champions League games coming up later this afternoon. Specifically, I have a PSV game I need to see. PSV, not to be confused with PSG, is my second favorite Dutch team after Ajax. So I'll be curious to watch that game. And that'll be fun. So as I wander through the forest here, all the low trees, they still have green leaves, but all the tall trees are starting to lose them. So there's like a lot of cottonwood leaves here on the ground. Which is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing in the sense that I can hear animals running through the leaves. It makes me able to find dudes easier. The bad news is, dudes can hear me coming as I trod through the leaves unceremoniously and without stealth. So, here we are at the crossroads. I'm going to walk out to the Mulhall's property. I don't know why I'm doing this, because there's a Mulhall's employee here. There's a white van parked between the rows of some bushes, and there's a guy walking around. That tends to indicate to me, oh my god, what the hell? I was just about to say, that seems to indicate to me that there are no dudes out here. But there is a dude out here. Oh my god, and I do not believe it. You're not going to believe it either. Sitting right here, up, he saw me, and he's turning around and he's running away. It's a fox. There is a fox sitting where the temporary pond is, and he just turned around and he ran back towards Maple Street, New West Maple Road, and he went into the little creek. There's this tiny little creek. It's actually drains out from the Herrenhaven Pond, and it flows, I don't know, maybe 100 meters. No, maybe longer than that. 150 meters or less to the main big creek. Wow, and that fox was just sitting right there. He was about 40 meters away, and he's about 60 meters away from the guy in the van. I don't think the guy walking around even saw the dude. Wow. That was crazy. Especially since, we're not going to see any dudes. There's another human out here preventing dudes from hanging out. But no, there was a fox. Red fox, Vulpes Vulpes. And when I walked through the cut, he was just looking at me. I wonder if he was crossing. I wonder if he was going from the little creek into the Herrenhaven proper. I'm trying to see if he's still over there. I'm trying to... Is he hiding and looking back at me, or did he take off? I don't know. Wow. All right, so I'm going to turn around and head back into Herrenhaven proper. That was unbelievable. We came out looking for dudes, and we saw a dude. One of the rarest dudes to be spotted here at Herrenhaven. And when I say rare, how often do we see a fox? Once or twice a year, maybe? Wow. Wow, that was cool. He was pretty good sized. When he was sitting down and looking at me, I could tell his head was higher than my knee, so he was kind of tall. Jeez, the wind is kind of coming up. I don't know if you can hear that. You hear those duckies? I have approached the sub pond, and there are what? 3, 4, 8, maybe 10 mallards of mixed gender hanging out back here. No, we probably got 5 females and 5... Oh, there's a couple more. 5 males, 5 females. Oh, there's another 2 more. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 males. Maybe 12 males. And I only see 3 or 4 females. 5, 6 females. Oh, here's another male. He was hiding in the bushes over here. Look at all these lovely, lovely mallards. With their shiny green heads. You like my shiny green head? Got it in Hong Kong. Home of the shiny green head. Alright, well, being as the wind has picked up some, I'm not going to actually walk out to the boardwalk. Is this a mistake? Should we be going out there anyway? Well, I changed my mind again. I'm going to go out towards the boardwalk. I apologize for excessive wind noise. Look, it's going wind crazy already. This isn't good. Maybe the fox came out onto the weir. Maybe we'll see that fox standing right over there. Alright. Kind of sore this morning. Alright. I'm on the boardwalk. The fox is not on the weir. And as I look around, I see nothing. I see no dudes. I do not see any herons or any of my other buddies. I see no turtles, no muskrats, and there's no birds. There's no swimming birds out here. We are without waterfowl. Okay, that's cool too. So I'm just going to turn around here. Step off the boardwalk. And we will head further into the forest. See what else is going on. See if we can spot some more dudes. Up the dude count. Up the dude count, man. So back to the sub pond. Oh, look at all those quacky McQuackers. Yeah, look at all those duckies. I see some more females now. Yeah, there's a good 20 mallards back here. All good size, looking healthy and robust. Nice and shiny and green. Oh. Do you like my shiny green suit? I got it in Hong Kong, the home of the shiny green suit. No, that is my favorite line from the movie Good Morning Vietnam. A movie that I like a great deal. But ironically, not for Robin Williams. Don't get me wrong, he turned in a fine, if not typical, performance. And as I cross the land bridge here, I'm looking down into the billabong, only to see nothing. But personally, I felt that Good Morning Vietnam was punctuated by some much funnier performances. One, Bruno Kirby as the unfunny guy. He was amazing. Who else is in it? Forrest Whitaker. He is great. But the guy that plays Jimmy, Jimmy is the owner of the bar that the GIs like to hang out in. You might remember the character. He's gay and has a thing for Walter Brennan, which is funny in itself. Let's walk into the wall blind here. See if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. Billabong, 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 bong, bong. There's nothing going on in the billabong, bong, bong, bong. Any dudes out here today? No dudes. Where's my scratties? I don't know. All right, well, let's head out to the big blind, see what we can find. So anyway, Jimmy, the character in the film Good Morning Vietnam, it's a rather flamboyant man. And at one point in time, he is wearing a green suit. Not only is it green, but it is reflective. A.K.A. shiny. He's wearing a shiny green suit. Robin Williams' character, Adrian Cronauer, walks in, sees the green suit, and says something to the effect of, "Gosh, Jimmy, you look like an oriental leprechaun." To which Jimmy replies, "Oh, you like my shiny green suit? Got it in Hong Kong, home of the shiny green suit." My favorite line by far. By far. Why? I don't know. Well, personally, I think people should be wearing shiny green suits. Secondly, I had no idea Hong Kong was the home of the shiny green suit. Thirdly, does Hong Kong know this? Is Hong Kong aware that they are reputed to be the origin and domicile of the shiny green suit in question? Fascinating thoughts. I think I need to get me a shiny green suit. So I can say, "Hey, do you like my shiny green suit? I got it in Hong Kong, the home of the shiny green suit." All right, so now we're approaching the turtle reproduction pond. I'm now on the bridge. There's more mallards out there. I can see three males under the tree, four males, five males, and there's two or three females that I can see. Females hide better because they're more camouflaged. They do not have shiny green heads, so they are more difficult to find. At one point in time, and this was, 20 years ago, back when I was the copier repairman, I had a shiny green tie. We had to wear ties when I first started working there. Even though every copier repair manual says do not wear a tie while servicing this machine, you could die. But I did buy a shiny green tie, and whenever anybody commented on it, I did in fact say, and repeat it with me now, do you like my shiny green tie? I got it in Hong Kong, the home of the shiny green tie. And as we walk into the big blind, what do we got going on in the big blind today? We got some wind blowing in, which I'm finding to be extraordinarily annoying already. Can I block this somehow? All right, looking around. Oh, there's a couple of turtles, one sort of medium-sized one and one little one, sunning themselves on the new log. Yay, so two turtles. And that's about it, kids. I kid you not. There's nothing going on Goose Island. As I look around the rim of the pond, I see no herons. I'm gonna stick my head out here. There's no ducks swimming around, or there's no geese. There's just really nothing going on out here. That's highly unusual. Oh, I see a little turtle on this log down below me too. There's a little turtle. He's about 12 centimeters long. A cardinal just flew by, so close that I could actually hear his wings beating on the air. Yeah, just the two turtles over there. So yeah, we've got three turtles out here, and that's about it. In an effort to get out of the wind, I'm going to leave the big blind. I think I'm going to go up here and walk along the loop path, or the upland trail, as this sign seems to designate it. All right, what's going on up here? Mostly I'm staring at the ground. Staring at the ground, looking for fungus. And also staring at logs. Yes. The man who stares at logs. That would be me. I will be readily identifiable by my shiny green suit. What a classic line. All right, well, here's some bark mulch. It's been turned over by squirrels. There's lots of mycelium, but I'm not actually finding any mushrooms or anything. It's been dry for a couple of days now. What, 3 days now? And you would think we'd be able to find some stuff, but it has also been cold. And we did have a freeze, or a very near freeze. Hey, what's that? Who's making noise in there? That sounds like a bird. Yeah, I see you, birdie. Okay, we can keep walking. Oy. Where's my dudes? Well, we have seen some dudes today. Most importantly, we saw the fox. About a dozen mallards. And three turtles. Three turtles. All right, I'm standing now at the top of the hill. Looking around. I don't see any dudes. Like, where's our turkeys? Shouldn't we be seeing some turkeys? I haven't seen turkeys in a while. When was the last time I saw turkeys? A week or two ago, I was driving up this street, Old Maple Road, and I saw like three or four turkeys standing around. Right, now I'm walking into the wind again. The wind that's blowing off Turtle Reproduction Pond. Right up the path here. Doot, 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 doot. Geez, I didn't think it was this windy. When I was driving over here, I was looking for wind indicators, and it seemed like it was fairly still. I guess the wind is just blowing through the Papio Valley. What do I smell? All right, back on the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. Those ducks are still back there, hanging out under that tree that has fallen over. And we're back on the path, walking through the forest on an early afternoon in the last days of October. Right, so tomorrow is Halloween, a holiday that I used to love as a child, because when I was a child, it was much different. Boy, kids these days are real milquetoasts. That's the polite word. And the parents are even worse milquetoasts. Geez, when I was a kid, when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I was trick-or-treating until 10 o'clock at night. Nowadays, if kids are let out, they have to just walk around the block with their parents at 4:30 in the afternoon. That ain't right. That ain't right. Oh, there was a duck right there. As I approached Frog Harbor, there was a duck just right here at the edge, and he got spooked by me, and he went squawking along, and it sounded like a wood duck. Oh, and I see some duckies. Sun's in the wrong place. Ten ducks swimming up. The duck I heard just kind of sounded like a wood duck because he was all wickety, wickety, wickety. He wasn't quack, quack, quack like a mallard. So those ducks in the Frog Harbor are swimming back to the sub pond. But anyway, Halloween. I will be glad when it's over. Just because I'm sick and tired of seeing candy commercials, stupid Halloween commercials, and horror movies. Every channel that plays movies has to play horror movies for a month, and so there's nothing to watch on TV, which is fine with me now that I have the YouTube. All right, I'm going to cross the land bridge here. Looking right into the sub pond, those ducks are over there. Looking left into the billabong. Oh, wait, I got those directions mixed up. Tobe, you don't know the difference between right and left? No, I do not. That is one of my weirdest problems. And it's not because I'm stupid. The reason I don't know the difference between right and left is because there isn't a difference between right and left. Depends on which way you're facing. Depends on which way this is happening. Depends if there's a mirrors or not. Depends on so many factors. Right or left are so relative and stupid that... And also they're useless. Because I love driving with my parents. My mom will be driving. And my mom will suddenly realize that she's at the turn she needs to make. And she'll sort of, I don't want to say panic, but suddenly there's anxiety. Do I turn right? Do I turn left? Do I turn left? And my dad will say, right. Not meaning, yes, turn right. Right meaning correct. He is affirming what she says. So she'll say, my mom will say, do I turn right or left? And my dad will say, right. Meaning turn left. But my mom will say, I should turn right. And then we drive through the intersection. We miss the turn because... Anyway, there's a rabbit right here. Hi, Mr. Bun. He's 1, 2, 3.5 meters away. Sitting on some leaves. He's looking back at me. Hi, Mr. Bun. But yeah. right and left to me means something different than they do to most people. And being as I was involved with theater, I also had to deal with the concepts of stage right and stage left, and house right and house left, upstage and downstage. Are we looking into a mirror? Right is left and right is right. Right is left and left is left, and it's stupid. Relative directions are idiotic. So are cardinal directions. North, south, east, and west. Absolutely useless. Because if you go west far enough, you will end up in the east. If you go east far enough, you will end up in the west. Same with north and south. God damn it, if you expect me to find you, give me the polar coordinates. And nobody listens to me. Yeah, so this is a funny thing that you will notice if you ever have to deal with me in person and somebody says right or left. You will see me cheat and go through the techniques that I have to go through to determine which way is left, which way is right. And I do two things. But first I'm going to... Oh, I forgot my camera. As I peek back here, there's some beautiful puffball mushrooms. Big. Two centimeters in diameter. Two dozen of them growing on that log right there. Very, very nice. We're going to walk up onto the bocage here today and see what else we can find mushroom-wise. So when it comes to me, somebody says, oh, turn right or whatever, you'll see me take my hands out of my pockets or pick them up off the table. And you'll see me do two things. I will make a motion with my hand simulating writing, because I know that I write with my right hand. Simultaneously with my left hand, I will make an L shape with my index finger and thumb, because L stands for left. And that's how I determine which hand is my left hand and which hand is my right hand. And as I approach the bocage here, I thought, oh, there's a big mushroom on that log, a big white mushroom. And as he gets closer, he realizes that it is, in fact, a golf ball. And the funny thing is, now that there's no leaves on the trees, I can kind of see the tee and the golf course across the street. I do not see any other mushrooms. So when it comes to the directions of left and right, if I'm just using them casually in conversation, I will get them wrong. Another signature toe move is, if you ask me which way's north, if we're indoors, I will get it wrong every time. I'll even sit there and think about it for a second, and then I'll end up pointing in the wrong direction. But, you know, that's just because I associate those directions with the street grid in town, so I have to orient myself to the streets, then just think, okay, which direction is north, judging by the streets, etc., etc. But as I walk back around the building here, approaching my car, is that a bug on the wall? What kind of bug is that? Oh, it's a big bug. It's a funky looking bug. Some kind of moth. And I approach my car, I should probably tell you that. You have been listening to the Dubious Dudes Committee, a committee that spotted a fox today, plus a lot of ducks, and three turtles and a rabbit. But I gotta go back home and watch my football game, so tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hasta luego. due to the time will be 20 hours 00 minutes precisely.